Peace and humbleness, tribe. Welcome to Gem Talks Podcast. This is Takiya here with you. Let's get into it. Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I am so grateful. I hope that you all are having a great start to your week and that you are being mindful of the type of energy that you are putting out into the universe. It is crucial and it is vital that you are paying attention to what you are saying over your life, other people's lives, the energy that you are putting in your life, because whatever you put out, you're going to receive it. So be mindful and understand that when you put out good energy, you're going to receive good energy back. When you put out negative energy, that is what you are going to receive. Okay, right now we need the positive energy more than ever. So I hope that you are just spreading light into this world and putting smiles on everyone's faces, because it is definitely needed. Okay, let's get right into this episode. Okay, so I'm just going to start off by saying I truly apologize for my listeners that has been tuning in since day one. Those of you who are just now tuning in, listen, your girl has been going through it. Some good, some not too bad. No complaints at all, but I'm definitely grateful to be in the position that I am now. Going back to school, listen. Your girl is done, okay? I'm over it at this point, but just being in this position in my life to really be building and working on things that I have been putting on hold, you know, I'm definitely grateful for this pandemic. It's very tragic what we are going through, what the world is experiencing right now, but this definitely gave me some time to definitely do some reflection for myself, think about the direction of my business and exactly where I wanted to go, just being mindful of that, taking some time for myself. I was always the one to just be moving, doing things, just moving, and not giving myself a moment to pause. That was me before we went through this pandemic, and this definitely gave me a chance to slow down and to just reevaluate some things in my life and who I am as a Black woman. But nonetheless, I apologize. I'm here. I'm back. I'm definitely putting out more content for you guys. I have some very great news that's going to be coming up. So if you want to listen, if you're going to continue to listen to this episode, I should say, stay tuned, listen to the very end. I got some exciting news I'm going to share with you all. But yeah, this has been a lot. We've been experiencing a lot of deaths, whether it's in our families, whether it's people that we know connected with at one point, just what we're seeing on the feeds, you know, on our news feeds, social media. How are y'all doing? Because for myself, I have my days. I have my moments where I'm okay. And then I have days where I don't know what the hell is going on. I definitely have a lot of questions. Not getting answers to them. I think that's for most of us. But what are we doing? You know, how are you feeling? How are you making sure that you are taking care of yourself? Because regardless of what it is that we're experiencing, we still have to take care of ourselves. We still have to be kind to ourselves and take care of ourselves mentally and emotionally. I definitely got back into just getting back right with myself, doing that self-reflection and taking that self-care very seriously, setting boundaries. That's was always something that I struggled with, and that's how I've been making sure that I take care of myself. If I'm working from 8 to 4, that's the time that I'm working. I'm not working after 4 o'clock. That laptop is closed. Leave me alone. But, you know, it's not easy. It's definitely a work in progress. And we have to be mindful that to celebrate the small victories. Celebrate the small victories. Never feel like you have to do so much at one time. You're supposed to take baby steps. You're supposed to take baby steps because each step that you are taking, you're learning something. Whether it is how you are reacting to things, whether it is how you are handling your emotions, your thought process, each step is supposed to be, you're supposed to learn something with each of those small steps. You know, we can't be think that, okay, well, I'm not at a certain place in my life. I have to do this. I got to do this fast and quick so I can get there. No, you definitely are supposed to pace yourself. Your race is your own. Your race is not supposed to be like the next person. So if that person is, then they're going fast in their lane, that's because that's what they do in their lane. You got to focus on you and what you're doing in your lane. Now, if you might want to ask questions, seek advice, seek some motivation, some encouragement for someone that's in those different lanes, then maybe that's fine. That's cool. But pay attention to your own and what you got going on in your lane. You have to move at your own pace. You are not supposed to be moving the same pace as everyone. Everyone is not supposed to get to where they need to be at the same time. That's not how life works. Each person, each of you, are supposed to go through things. Now, we might go through the same things. There's going to be times, yeah, we've all experienced the same thing. But how you come out of that, how you handle it, your emotions, is completely different. Because you are your own person. You're your own individual. You're not like everyone else. You're not like everyone else. And it's not supposed to be that way. You were created for your own purpose, not someone else's purpose. Focus on you and what you have going on in your lane. If you are a person that's always on the go, just moving and moving and moving, I'll speak for myself. I move fast in my lane, but I never gave myself time to process, to think, to take care of myself. I was just moving so fast and I wasn't getting anywhere. This pandemic definitely taught me to slow down. You can be that person, but how effective is that pace that you're moving at? What are you accomplishing at the pace that you are moving? You have to ask yourself that question. You have to ask yourself that question. The pace that I'm moving, how effective is it for me and what I am trying to accomplish in my life? How effective is my pace for how I am trying to move, maneuver through this? And the goals that I'm trying to accomplish. How is my pace effective for me to achieve that? You have to ask yourself those questions. You gotta do some self-reflection. That's first and foremost. You have to be asking yourself those questions. Because if you're not asking yourself those questions, then what good are you doing for you? What good are you doing to make sure that you are getting to where you need or where you want to be? Focus on your lane and move at the pace that is good for you. I get it. We see a lot of people that are way ahead of us than where we are. That does not mean your time is not coming. My pastor will say, and I'm gonna try to say this correctly because I'm quoting my pastor here. My pastor will always say, delay does not mean denied. It's not your time yet. You just haven't put in the work that you need to. You're looking at everyone else's lane and trying to figure out how you can get to where you want to be by watching how they move. You're not supposed to move like everyone else. Just look at it this way. God can't bless us all at the same time. If he wants to, I'm sure he can. He's God. But see, we got the way that this life is set up. We got to learn and go through some things. We got to go through some things and learn from it. We have to go through things. That's life. Life is a lesson. I preach that very often. Life is a lesson. We are supposed to go through things. We are supposed to experience hurt and pain. We are supposed to doubt ourselves. We are supposed to question our spiritual beliefs. We are supposed to question the people that is in our circle. We're supposed to question ourselves. But you have to go through those steps, those processes to understand that your race is your own and yours alone. Your race is not the next person. Their race is not yours. Your race is your own. And see, we get so focused and we get so distracted on what other people are doing, when really we are supposed to be focusing on ourselves and what we should be doing. That's it. And it's you in your lane and you focusing on what it is that you need to do. You got to celebrate those small victories, because those small victories, those count. Those small victories is a step closer to you accomplishing your goals, to getting where you need to be in your life. Don't downplay yourself. Don't think that you're not doing enough, because you are. Don't think that you are not in a position to where you just can't get ahead, because you are. You're moving. You're just not moving as fast as everyone else. And that's okay. That's okay. You got to focus on you. Your attention should be on you. You should be your only competition. And see, that's also another thing. We feel that we have to compete with other people. Absolutely not. You are your own competition. Move at your pace. Move the way that you are supposed to move. Move in ways that is going to be effective for you. Stop worrying about other people. If people are laughing, if people are judging, if people are doubting you, let them. Focus on you. That's it. Because it's only about you. No one else. It's about you. It's supposed to always be about you. Move at your own pace. Don't worry about everyone else. Because you're going to get there. You're going to get there. And when you do, it's going to be so rewarding. It's going to be so rewarding, because you worked hard. You took those steps that you needed to take. You went through that process to get to where you needed to be. Think about your end goal and think about how you are going to feel once you get there. Think about the lives that you are going to touch getting there. So you're going to have people watching you. You're going to have haters watching you. But then you're also going to have people who really truly believe in you watching you. There's always two types of people that's watching. Always two types of people. And no matter who it is, keep moving. Keep moving at the pace that you are supposed to be moving at. Life is not a quick scheme. Life is not a microwave. You just put something in there and it's done in a couple seconds, minutes. That's not how life works. That's not how life works. You are supposed to go through some things. Supposed to. You're supposed to experience some things. It's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy. And we should have the mentality. We should already know that. We should already know this. Life is not easy, but it's okay. I'm equipped to handle everything because you're that strong. You're that strong to handle everything, every task, every obstacle. You're equipped to handle it all. But once you start focusing on other people and what they're doing in their lane, you get distracted and you forget that. You end up losing yourself, your mission, and what it is that you want to do, where you want to be in your life. You lose that because you're so focused on other people. No. Don't get distracted. It's about you. Only you. People are supposed to doubt you. People are supposed to hate on you. People are supposed to laugh at you. That's just how it works. But how you handle it is what's most important. How you handle it shows your character. Stay in your lane, focus on you, and move at your own pace. Your race is your own. Your race is not everyone else's. Pay attention to you and what you got going on. And win. Celebrate those small victories and continue to win. If anyone is making you feel that you are not worthy, that you're worthless, and that you will not accomplish your goals, listen, I'm telling you, you will. I'm telling you, you will. Because I have faith in you and I believe in you when no one else does. Focus on yourself. Your pace and how you're moving in your lane, how you're running this race, it was meant for you to be at that speed. It was meant for you to be at that speed. If you're moving slower than others, that's fine. See, the thing is, if you continue to, and I say we a lot because I be talking to myself when I do these podcasts, note to self kind of thing. But the thing is, when we get to the point where we're just moving so fast, we forget about those moments, those special moments. We forget about things that are supposed to be valuable, those things that are valuable to us. We forget about those things because we're always moving so fast and not giving us ourselves time to just relish in all of that good energy. It's okay if you are not moving or running as fast in your race as everyone else, because you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to. Focus on you, on your lane, moving at your pace, because your race is your own, not everyone else's. All right? Okay, so if you made it this far, honey, shout out to you. You are so dope. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for being supportive. It means the world to me. I am truly, truly grateful. I do not take this lightly. Seriously. But I have some exciting news. Well, it's exciting for me. Hopefully it's exciting for you. I'm gonna just, yeah, it's exciting for you. So the segment on my podcast, Healing Series, that is coming back. I will have new episodes dropping for you guys. The next episode will actually be dropping July 1st. So be on the lookout for that. Now, Healing Series, for those of you that are just now tuning in, Healing Series is where I have needed conversations that's related to health and wellness in the Black community. Those conversations, those topics that need to be discussed that get swept under the rug, which is why I call it needed conversations, because we need to be talking about these things. So whether it's related to mental health, whether it's related to just traumas and triggers and how we are dealing with things and how we are coping with things, those are the types of conversations that I want to have and that people should be having as well. So I'm excited. I'm very excited for it. This is going to be good. Pivoting through this pandemic and making sure that I'm getting this content out for you guys was definitely a struggle in the beginning, but I figured it out and we gonna do this. So hopefully you will continue to tune in. If you have not heard any of the Healing Series episodes, make sure you go back, scroll through these episodes and listen to maybe one of them. I think there's three of them. Listen to one of them, you know, get a feel of it. It's definitely more different than what I do just on this podcast or this episode where I'm just talking or it's just me. It's completely different, very real, raw, genuine conversations with some amazing people that works in the mental health and wellness community. All Black people, of course, it's going to be that way for always. But it's vital that we are getting that I am getting that content out to you guys. So hopefully you will continue to tune in and continue to rock with me, and I'm gonna just keep making it happen for you guys. All right, peace and love. Thank you for tuning in. You all stay dope. Peace. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes, Spotify, or any podcast platforms to subscribe, rate, and write your reviews. Much appreciated. Peace and love.